This Doug and Danny podcast brought to you by Cunningham's Journal. Cunningham's Journal, the only bar you need to know in Kearney. They didn't have what it takes to be astronauts. They don't fit the foreign diplomat mold. Their computer science careers were cut short. And the banking world still blanches at the mere mention of their names. But when it comes to sports in central Nebraska, they know their stuff. And so without further ado, mostly because we're out of it, central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation presents The Doug and Danny Show.
And good morning, everyone. Welcome to another edition of the Doug and Daddy Show. Doug Doodle along with Big Daddy Tony Davis and our producer-engineer Derek Stenson. We're here for the next hour to talk sports, local, state, national, and we've got a pretty good show lined up for you today. We are going to be giving away things. We're going to be talking wrestling. We're going to be talking basketball. We're going to be talking hockey. It's all there for you. The phone number is 888-455-ESPN. You need to know this if you're going to be a winner. 888-455-3776. 76 Dead Popper Inbox, Doug and Daddy at ESPNSuperstation.com. Doug and Daddy at ESPNSuperstation.com. First person to call this radio station right now, I'm giving a four-pack of tickets to tomorrow night's Nebraska women's basketball game against Iowa State. Be able to use them, people.
You don't just call up and not go.
That's right. First person calls in, 888-455-ESPN. If you're here right away, you got a chance. I'm giving away four. A family four-pack of tickets to Nebraska's number 3, number 13, Nebraska-Iowa State. I want to know who's quick on the trigger. I want to know who's quick on the trigger and why they're not doing anything else with their day.
Douglas, before you run down all the excitement we've got going on in the local scene, do you know the last time, and I know we don't devote big chunks of time, yesterday was the most time we ever devoted to NASCAR. You know the last time the Daytona 500 was resurfaced?
32 years ago, they said.
1978. The road between Glenville and Pauline.
So, yeah.
Southwest of Hastings has been resurfaced five times.
Yeah, yesterday when I mentioned that on the show, I knew. Yeah.
The 3 mile stretch of pavement on the county line from Bertrand to Oxford has been redone three times since 78. But the biggest oval in your sport?
That's why I call it. Again, it's a joke. It's a joke. Let's go to the Dead Popper inbox. Let's go to the phone lines. Let's talk about what's coming up on the show today. We preview high school wrestling. We'll talk with the head coach of the defending Class C champion, Central City Bison. Darren Garfield is going to join us on the program today. We're also going to chat with the head coach of the Aurora Huskies. Bill Wolford is going to join us on the show today. And Matt Coatney, the voice of the Nebraska women's basketball team, is going to join us on the program today. It's been about a month since we've talked to him. We've been talking to some players every week. We've had somebody on with Nebraska women's basketball. And, Danny, maybe something happened last night that makes it not such a far-fetched dream. I still think, anything is possible in sports. Sports is sports. Oh, God. I love our listeners. I want to let you know that Oklahoma was ahead of Connecticut last night at Norman. In the second half. Connecticut wins by 16, but at least they were behind in the second half.
Well, that gives you a glimmer of hope that maybe somebody can compete with them because it looks like it's 30, 40 points every game.
Hey, we got a winner, guys. Don from Grand Island. He's going to have somebody come by and snap those tickets up for him, and he's going to head down tomorrow and watch some Huskers.
Yeah, that's, could put them in the mail. I don't want to make sure. I want to make sure you get the tickets. So that's why we're trying to make sure you get them. So congratulations, Don. He is listening to the show today, and he has won a set of tickets. We're going to give away more later in the program. So hang on. It'll be okay. Breathe.
3 and 13, people.
Breathe. Yes. Okay. Yeah. Last time we gave away, it was 4th-ranked Nebraska, 10th-ranked Oklahoma State. Now we give away 3rd-ranked Nebraska, 13th-ranked Iowa State. Only the best, folks. Only the best right here on the Doug and Daddy Show. So there you go.
Doug, another battle in the Big East was held last night. When I say battle, I'm saying I got to hear part of the broadcast on our fine station, 1460 and 1550, carrying some college basketball throughout the year. The announcers are saying at halftime, guys, I've got to go ice my body down now after watching the first half. I physically, I don't know if I can take another half of that. they're talking about how physical it is. I've said all year long, something's got to be done before this tournament starts. And if they don't call it, you're going to have four Big East teams in the finals. Because they just knock you down. I mean, I haven't saw games like this since Mateen Cleaves and that little gang of thieves from Michigan State. You know, the Flintstones or whatever they were called would just kill people and then dunk the basketball and then go down the other end and wait for the team to come down and basically kill them again. So, doesn't something have to be done? It's not fun to watch. It's not fun to watch 6'10", 285-pound guys knock one and over around and then dunk a basketball.
That's the way they play in the Big East and the Big 12, but it's a little more finesse than the ACC and the Pac-10. Well, no, it should be the same. Basketball is basketball,
that's
people.
That's exactly right.
Basketball is basketball. Joe in Kearney says, did I hear Derek say he tries to follow real sports while bashing NASCAR?
NASCAR, yes. Yes.
Isn't he the one that follows the World Series of Poker? Don't get me wrong, I love poker, but it's not a sport, Joe and Carney.
No, it's not a sport, absolutely. It's a game, much like chess or checkers or anything else.
So didn't Joe just answer his own question?
I think he did. And another, you know what?
I like World Series of Poker. It's not a sport. You follow real sports. World Series of Poker, not a sport.
And so we're good there.
You never said you were following that.
Speaking of real sports, did you know Denny Hamlin competed in the Daytona 500 with a torn ACL?
Yeah.
Not a real sport.
By the way, Darren from Bladen says, hey, I'm not sure if you guys have talked about this, but did you know that former Tri-City star Mario Lemieux has two sisters playing for the United States women's hockey team at the Olympics?
Yeah, actually, Lemieux family's getting quite a bit of pub in the USA Today. They've been at the cover story a couple times in there. So something to follow if you're really big into the Olympics.
I like Olympics, but it's such a busy time around here with high school basketball and wrestling and UNK and Hastings College and the Huskers. Tonight, Hastings College women's basketball team will be at Dana. Again, they are the number one team, unanimous selection for the second straight week as number one in the NAIA, which is just unbelievable. Also, the Hastings men are up three more spots to number 17 in the country. They set at 22-5. They will play at Dana tomorrow night. Then the Huskers play tomorrow. UNK plays on the road this weekend. We'll be catching up with co-head coach Kevin Lofton on tomorrow's Doug and Daddy show as part of our Loper Link segment. Girls sub-district basketball got underway last night. Daddy, now not everyone is like this, because I know Gibbon and Blue Hill were both right around the 500 mark, and that's just one of the, you know, you got a sub-district where some teams are all pretty balanced. You got a sub-district where there's some good, I mean, I'm going to one tonight that's got three top 10 teams in a sub-district with Southern Valley, Kearney Catholic, and Minden. And then you have some of those that 2-15 takes on 1-17, and you're pretty sure that they've played each other before, and thus that's why there's a win in there. The very first score on the sheet this morning, so it's C1, sub-district 1, Auburn 53, Humboldt, Table Rock, Steiner, 8.
Oh, no. Oh, gosh, get fouled on 2 3-pointers?
27-26. Now, here's an overtime, so there's a good one. 50-49, that's competitive. 50-15. What else did we have last night? Oh, I know there's another one you're going to like here. 48-11, Bob Jensen. 32-17. And now they move in. Some games to the east, especially the northeast, called off because of the blowing the conditions of the wind more than anything, and it continues to snow in part of the state. So hopefully this is all gone so we can get everything taken care of and the wrestlers can get to Omaha and we have a good sporting weekend. But the big boys game last night, Kearney Catholic clips Grand Island Central Catholic 59-52. All of a sudden the Crusaders have lost three in a row. Daddy, any cause for concern there?
Well, yeah, you got to be concerned. You know, I think the Heartland Hoops Classic sounds like more than anything how they shot the ball. Game, if they would have hit some shots, would certainly not have been as lopsided as it was. But, you know, then Kearney Catholic beat you. Right now is a time where you need to get some confidence going. And maybe if, you know, that's a huge deal this time of year. And without that, it's going to be tough to go many places. And I know Bill Gabers will steady that ship and get them turned back around. But
Stars' regular season is done. Central Catholic will play Friday at St. Paul. Here's what we've got for you on the radio tonight for high school basketball. Kearney High regular season games makeup with Bellevue West at Kearney High. Sneak out of work early. Or for most of you, if you don't work, just go anyway. Girls at 4:30, the boys at 6:15. We'll have it right here for you on ESPN 1460. Then girls sub-districts, the C16 will be on 1230 KHAS. St. Cecilia Fairbury at 6, Adams Central, Fillmore Central at 7:45. The C111, which is going to be in Lexington, is on Classic Hits 98.9. Southern Valley Cozad at 6, Kearney Catholic Minden at 7:45. And on the Breeze 94.5 FM, the C29 sub-district, Sandy Creek, Blue Hill at 6, Ravenna and Shelton at 7:30. And again, all those games you can find on the web at our respective websites or ESPNSuperstation.com. We'll take a break and talk a little high school wrestling. When we come back, we're going to catch up with Bill Wolford, the head coach at Aurora, right after this.
Hey, you smell smoke?
Yeah, it's my meat. Schroeder Smoked Foods.
It smells pretty good.
It is good.
Can I have a bite?
No.
Schroeder's Smoked Foods. Pulled pork, smoked beef, and pork loin. Stop in to Schroeder Smoked Foods and dine on delicious barbecue. Or have Schroeder Smoked Foods cater your event. Pick it up. Or have us deliver mouth-watering barbecue to your special event. Online at schroedersmokedfoods.com. On First Street, behind the First State Bank in Shelton. Schroeder's Smoked Foods. Where the fire never goes out.
Welcome to Midway Chevrolet Buick Cadillac, sir. How can I help
you? There's something stuck in my defroster. Can you help me get it out of there?
Don't worry. Our factory certified technicians can handle any problem. Do you know what's stuck?
Yeah, I stopped short when my neighbor's dog ran out and my burger went flying.
I see. Swiss mushroom.
Oh, yeah.
From oil changes to full engine swaps, Midway Service and Parts Department is the state-of-the-art shop you need. Go to thinkmidway.com on South 2nd Avenue next to Perkins and Kearney. For service and parts you can trust, think Midway.
AgWest Commodities has developed one of the best ag information websites you will find. It's packed with unique features to help today's producers make those critical decisions. Check it out at GoAgWest.com. With price quotes on more than 50 commodities and CRB news with to-the-minute posts on current market conditions, you'll find it all at GoAgWest.com.
You gotta GoAgWest.com. GoAgWest.
Get into the games with Charter. Live coverage with access to free HD channels and free on demand so you don't miss a second. High-speed internet streams all the action. And unlimited long-distance calling lets you celebrate. Watch, click, share, cheer with Charter. Lock in your price until 2012. Select bundle packages start at only $89.98 a month for 24 months. Call 1-888-GET-CHARTER.
Limited time offer. 2-year service agreement required. Early termination fees apply. Standard rates apply after promotional period ends. Taxes, fees, installation, HD, and other equipment extra. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
Come join the family and come join Benici Brothers Pizza this Friday all day long as Benici Brothers celebrates. Benici Brothers Pizza in the food court at Amp Ride North Burlington Express is celebrating their 1-year anniversary with 99-cent pizza slices all day. Plus, sign up to win prizes, bikes, storm hockey tickets, gift certificates, and free pizza. You don't want to miss the fun and 99-cent pizza slices at Benici Brothers Pizza. Grab a slice or take home a whole pie of Benici Brothers Pizza this Friday.
We'll see some lingering clouds today, and then skies will become partly sunny later today after we still have a slight chance of some flurries around the area early on. Highs reach about 33 with northwest winds, 5 to 15. Back to 6 tonight. I'm meteorologist Paul Trombley. Right now, 25.
Doug and Danny Shum, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. Glad to have you back with us. Well, we're going to talk a little wrestling, and of course, don't forget, folks, that little kids wrestling is underway, and Misco Sports on the Bricks at the downtown Kearney Center is the place to be for headgear, knee pad, shoes, and singlets for the little kids. They can get you geared up. Maybe you don't know what the kids need. They're going to help you out at Misco's. Maybe you know what they need and you want something a little special. They're going to help you out at Misco's. Also, with the winter sports season starting to wind down, you can think ahead towards track. New running shoes are coming in every single day. And whether it's travel basketball or travel baseball, all you have to do is order up your caps, your uniforms, your travel bags, the balls. It's all right there. Misco Sports also has Red Ledge and Columbia Ski Coats 50% off to stay warm. You always want to take a coat into the Quest Center, folks, so don't forget that. Misco Sports, open 7 days a week on the bricks in the downtown Kearney Center. Daddy, the Big 12 preseason baseball coaches poll out today. Nebraska tied for eighth. That means they're also tied for ninth with Missouri. Texas Tech is 10th. Texas is the unanimous number one. Kansas is second.
Hey, you start to see the Big 12 making a move. You wouldn't expect Kansas to be up there, I think, if you're from a casual stand perspective, but must be due to some pitching. That's what it's largely based on. And a little bit surprised with the pitchers that Nebraska were able to keep from the draft that they're that far down. But after the horrendous season they had a year ago, I guess, you know, really no big surprise. And those coaches look at the total record last year, they go, ooh, that's going to be a tough for Mike Anderson.
Coach Anderson did say yesterday that he was hoping the goals were to be in the top three of the conference, host a regional, and then take it from there. He goes, that's what this program should be about every year. He did say today, we talked to him about a month ago, a little less than a month ago on the show, and he talked about Cash Kalkowski and his shoulder problems and didn't think he'd be able to go. He's officially not going to be able to go this year. Medical redshirt, though, has already been obtained, so the NCAA has helped out here, and he'll actually get to be on the roster this year. They expand the roster by one so that they could use that, and that's what Coach said today. So Cash is out for the year, though.
Probably a pretty tough blow for Cash, and unexpected big things out of another Grand Island player to get on the roster and make a little noise, but going to have to sit this one out. I think being around the program and just learning at that level probably helps maybe as much as for a young player as Cash as anything.
So we'll keep an eye on him. And again, Nebraska baseball at Fresno State starting this weekend. Well, starting Thursday, it's the State High School Wrestling Tournament, and classes B and C get underway in the first session at 8:30 Thursday morning. Complete coverage right here on ESPN and Power 99, as always. And we are pleased to welcome to the program head coach of the Aurora Huskies, Bill Wofford, whose squad won the B3 district at York on Saturday. And, Coach, congratulations on another district crown.
Well, thank you very much.
This was a little bit harder to earn. Let's recap with where Aurora's been. For the past few years, you've been trying to nip at the heels of Omaha Scut and a couple other teams for second place or first place, but it's been second place in Class B. This year, a lot closer team race, and maybe just a little bit of a rebuilding year at Aurora. How would you categorize it?
Yeah, we've got some young guys coming in that are doing a nice job for us, and yeah, we're reloading and rebuilding, and it seems like things just cycle through, you know, with classes, and right now we're on the upswing again, and the team's getting better, and hopefully better in the future.
Bill, obviously being a district champion, you look at the state race, where do you fit in there, or what are your goals for going down there as far as a team?
Well, we always got a goal to win it, but it's not always that easy, so... We're taking eight kids down there, and we've got some kids that I think they have great medal chances, and we need the medal count. I'm looking at Scut and Auburn and Schuylers and Boys Towns and all those schools. They've all got, I would say, 5-6 medals, and they're in the rooms, and if we can match that medal count, we might be able to make it interesting. Who knows?
Is the psyche different among the kids going to state this year? Can you tell that at all? Are they taking more of an underdog role?
Well, yeah, our kids are excited. I mean, we've been talking about where we're at and where our program is, and we went through the thing last night as far as how many medals we need to be competitive, and so they understand that. And, yeah, they're looking forward to the challenge.
Bill, is the psyche different across Class B this year with Scut maybe being maybe having a chance to get caught?
Oh, yes. Usually they take, you know, 10 to 14 guys at state tournament, so their numbers are down. And they have some weak weights where, you know, they're going to have trouble getting those medals out of those kids, you know. The most they can get is eight, and usually they're 9-10 range, so it definitely is a closer race. So.
Everybody's really heartbroken about that situation.
Yeah. Usually like eight in the finals.
Yeah, definitely. So, yeah, there is a possibility that somebody can upset them this year, and they had a close district race coming down to the heavyweight match, so it's very doable.
Well, Bill Wofford, the head coach at Aurora, joins us. Does it tweak you a little bit that the year that you're down is the year that somebody might be able to catch him? I mean, your teams of the past probably would be in very good shape to win a title this year.
Yeah, through the 2000 2003-2006 range, all four of those years, we got second behind them, and we medaled 5, 6, 7 kids every one of those years, yeah. And, yeah, it was definitely just timing. So it would be nice, but we've got 8 kids going, and if we can come up 5 or 6 medals, we're in the hunt just as much as anybody else. So,
Bill, when you look back at the meet at York, are you disappointed with only the single champion in Dylan Denny?
I can't say disappointed. Our kids wrestled a great tournament, and the ones we lost in the finals were two all-rated kids, and they were very close competitive matches. And the way my kids are coming right now, I mean, they've been improving every day. And if we have a good week of training and stay healthy, you know, I think we can get better even by next weekend. So
that's one concern. I think a lot of coaches have this time of year. How are you health-wise?
Great, as good as we can be. A few bumps and bruises, but nothing that's going to keep us from wrestling.
Bill, as you take a look overall at your draws and with a lot of kids, as Tony said, kind of in that important first day, that first round may determine how this whole meet goes for you guys.
Yeah, definitely. I think we got as good a draw as we ever have coming into the state tournament. Our kids are excited, and I think we can get several of them to the semifinals, you know, which secures a medal for you. And so we're gonna see how many can get in there.
Well, Dylan Denny was ranked 4th, according to Husker Matt, going into the weekend. And if my scanning here proves me right, that's the highest-rated wrestler. You got a couple other kids that are in there. Expectations for Dylan and maybe a couple of the other kids that have a ranking by their name?
Yeah, Dylan is right there. He's been wrestling very competitive. He won our conference meet a week ago and then won the district meet. And he's wrestling his best right now, and I think he's going to peak at the right time. Little A.J. Farron's been in and out of the lineup, or is the ratings. He's very competitive with everybody at that weight, so A.J.'s got a good chance. Big Garrett Johns at the heavyweight medaled last year. He's had a tough year getting back from football, getting in shape and everything, but his wrestling is really coming every day right now. And Ben Vincent medaled a year ago for us. He's right there toe-to-toe with everybody, so... I don't know. We got 4 guys right there that could possibly sneak in for a medal, and the other 4 right behind them are not too far off either.
Well, now, Bill, I got to ask you because, you know, when we talk Aurora the last couple of years, everyone wants to talk about the big Rodriguez boy who's running up and down the basketball court. Is that because Garrett John slaps him around in the hallway, or what's going on?
Well, they're pretty good guys. Actually, Andrew wrestled for us when he was a 7th grader and really enjoyed the sport, and then he hurt his knee and kind of bailed on us. We thought we were going to get him back here a few years ago, and it just didn't work out. But he's got the size, but Garrett's very competitive heavyweight, so I think that'd be pretty interesting if he was a wrestler, what would happen there.
Well, they're in the top 10 again and hoping to climb up that leaderboard this weekend at the Quest Center in Omaha. And Bill, we'll let you get back to class. I appreciate you giving us some time on the Doug and Daddy Show. We'll see you in Omaha this week.
Thanks for the call.
You bet. Aurora Husky head coach Bill Wolford joining us here on the Doug and Daddy Show. You know, you hate to, they're not going to tell the kids they can't dwell on the past, but you got to be sitting there when you're a longtime coach and go, you know what? Why, Scott? You know, a lot of bad words go through your head. You know, it's as Sutton was to Sandy Creek for a lot of years. Just pick it up. I'm the second best team, yet no one's ever going to remember that because they have a dynasty going. And, you know, Howells, Humphrey St. Francis to Howells. Pick whoever you want up there. Yeah, we're the second best team for a decade, but nobody's going to remember that because Howells.
Well, Howells is a 4 Kearney conference in football. I mean, pick Grant, pick Bout. I mean, pick whatever sport you want.
There's all, you know, from time to time, somebody throws a dynasty up there, and you're going, great, I've been a coach for 30 years. Just maybe a couple of those. Could we have been on the beginning or the tail end of that dynasty? So we could have got a couple. I mean, we got good kids. But Aurora's going to be battling to bring home some more medals as they take 8 as well. And Adams Central's going to be right there. They're ranked as well in Class B. We're going to talk to the head coach at Central City, Darren Garfield, a little bit. But we're going to switch gears and talk a little Nebraska women's basketball. Matt Coatney, the play-by-play voice of the Huskers, joins us after this. Plus, your chance to win more Nebraska-Iowa State women's basketball tickets. And towards the end of the show, Troutman's Tuesday Trivia. Stay with us.
Hey, it's Mike Greenberg for GoToMeeting.com. And, you know, meeting with clients and colleagues, it's an incredibly important part of your job. But business travel is such a hassle. You've got to wake up early, deal with parking at the airport, trying to find something to eat, all of this for a one-hour meeting. Well, guess what? Now you can do more and travel a whole lot less with GoToMeeting, the award-winning online meeting service brought to you by Citrix. With just one click, you can host sale presentations, training sessions, product demos, do it all right from your desk. Plus, GoToMeeting is just $49 a month for unlimited online meetings. Host 5 meetings or 5,000 for one low flat rate per month, plus voiceover IP and phone conferencing is included absolutely free. I've used GoToMeeting. I can't remember life without it. And here's what my listeners can do right now. Try GoToMeeting free for 30 days, a month of unlimited meetings, absolutely free. And here's how you do it. Visit GoToMeeting.com, click on the Try It Free button, and type in my promo code Mike. That's GoToMeeting.com, and don't forget the promo code Mike.
ESPN Radio Superstation 1460 and 1550 Weather Eye Weather is brought to you by Farm Bureau Insurance agents Rich Peters and Matt Myers on North 2nd Avenue in Kearney.
Need health coverage? Now you can get the best of both. Personal service from your local Farm Bureau agent and a health plan from a company you know and trust, Blue Cross and Blue Shield of Nebraska. Call today and find out about the great rates and great coverage available through your Farm Bureau agent. Among the many benefits, Blue Cross and Blue Shield of Nebraska members enjoy fast and accurate processing of their claims. Farm Bureau agents Rich Peters and Matt Myers are proud to serve the Kearney area. Call them today at 234-4922. That's 308-234-4922 to learn more about affordable health plans for you, your family, or your business. Farm Bureau agents are independent and authorized insurance producers of Blue Cross and Blue Shield of Nebraska, an independent licensee of the Blue Cross and Blue Shield Association.
We'll see some lingering clouds today, and then skies will become partly sunny later today after we still have a slight chance of some flurries around the area early on. Highs reach about 33 with northwest winds 5 to 15. Back to 6 tonight. I'm meteorologist Paul Trombley. Right now, 25.
Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation became official yesterday. The Huskers bumping the pay of all the coaches. Well, really kind of except Sean Watson. Sean got a $5,000 raise. Everybody else at least $25,000. Everybody. Bo Pelini officially to $2.1 million. He was at $1.85 last year. Carl Pelini from $208,000 to $375,000. Watson from 375 to 380. So just in your thoughts, Sean Watson is making more than Carl Pelini. Marvin Sanders, $250,000. Tim Beck, Ron Brown, Barney Cotton, Ted Gilmore, 220. Now, all those guys got 208 last year. But 220 for Beck, Brown, Cotton, Gilmore, Sanders, 250. Papuchis and Eckler, 175,000. They had the base 150 last year. So significant pay raises. I think they got bigger raises than I make in a year.
Well, it's all relative, I think, Doug. I you know what? Plus, Coach Pelini, if he's a coach in 2015, $500,000 little coming his way. $500,000 if he's around. So another little incentive to stick around.
There you go. Well, that's the case. That is definitely the case. So great job. The coaches, I guess, did what they were supposed to do. Earn what they were supposed to earn, and there you go.
You know, I think it's one of those deals where you got to become as competitive as we are in the Big 12. And I know Mac Brown's been getting raises, and Stoops gets raises, and you got to move up, especially when Kansas ponies up and gives Turner Gill what they gave him. You got to be in line.
Also, this came down the pipe yesterday. I talked about this big softball tournament that they're supposed to have at UNK this weekend. Oh, no. No. There's supposed to be like 30 teams coming in. All the RMAC, all the Northern Sun Intercollegiate Conference. And the tournament was supposed to feature the Lopers and 9 other schools playing at Dryden Harvey. 25 games over 2 days. Well, they've been canceled. Well,
already?
No crap. Well, what were you guys thinking when you scheduled this? And I went back and forth with the sports information director, Peter Yazvec. I'm not blaming UNK. I'm not blaming them at all. I'm not even because they wanted to meet in the middle. Last year, I think they went all the way out to Colorado or something to play. And the teams from Minnesota, they said, well, come on, let's not travel that far. It's not even going to be that bad this weekend. It's going to be in the upper 30s in Nebraska in February. Well, of course, we can't get the fields ready because we can't get them ready when it's 80 in this. Anyway, this was never going to take place. Why would you plan something this big on a 2% chance it was going to take place? You had something good planned. And, you know, I don't care if you're not a softball fan. Imagine whatever the sport was. You had 25 games planned over the weekend in basketball, and all of a sudden, well, air conditioning broke. We can't have it. The heating broke. We can't have it. You know, whatever it is, can't have it.
Well, you're right, Doug. I think you get so many people involved, and you think you got the great thing planned. But you're right. What are the chances of February 20th there being a lot of softball going to be played in anywhere in Nebraska? I can't believe that Colorado seems to be the closer to the mountains, the warmer it gets. I mean, you know, we did this deal with Wayne State last weekend. Wouldn't you think that Oklahoma State or somewhere in Oklahoma or Northern Tech, if you're going to go meet somewhere, we're not going that far out of the way to, you got to go south, don't you, instead of west? I mean, if we're going to pick a direction and go meet somewhere to get some baseball played, I think that would be logical, but nonetheless, kind of a different note, they're going to switch directions. The Illinois basketball team found this interesting. That they started doing the game day deal, you see, like football, where they go to basketball arenas, and Kentucky had 24,000, which obviously a little bit crazy. But Illinois might have taken the step a little bit too far in promoting their appearance because they had the game day there when Michigan State came to town. Well, the Illinois players, they wore customized T-shirts with ESPN game day on them. That's a secondary NCAA violation. So, you know, you think, yeah, we get the fans fired up. We got the crew here. We got a huge game. Coach comes in and says, hey, guys, here. The equipment guy shows up and goes, look at this, guys. They gave us some shirts. Well, the NCAA rule allows only the manufacturer's logo on uniforms and warm-ups. Shirts were clearly visible during the broadcast, and Illinois' assistant athletic director for compliance acknowledged a possible infraction and said that he was reporting it to the Big Ten. Well, most likely, since if he didn't report it, somebody else would have, because you could see him on TV. So, just one of those things that you think from the outside, you know, you can't take a kid out for a $20 meal, and it gets reported as a secondary violation, let alone give them anything. Well, they do it on national TV, and boom goes the dynamite. Kind of blows up in their face when they're just trying to have some fun. Also today, I got a little Tuesday Troutman's Trivia.
Yeah, Troutman's Tuesday Trivia, people.
We're going to do the hodgepodge of questions.
We're going to take a break. We'll be back with more right after this on the Doug and Daddy Show.
Does your roof need replacing, your house need cleaning, or maybe you're ready to update your kitchen? Big or small, whatever your home improvement need, now it's easy to find the right home pro for your project. Log on to fast.servicemagic.com. Service Magic is a free online resource with instant access to pre-screened remodelers, maids, handymen, roofers, and many other home contractors. Just go to fast.servicemagic.com. Service Magic has a network of licensed and insured contractors in hundreds of home improvement categories. If you need a painter, electrician, plumber, or any other home service, visit fast.servicemagic.com. It's easy and it's free, and it's the source to find neighbor-recommended contractors in your area. Now you can hire a pre-screened home pro with confidence. Go to fast.servicemagic.com. It's quick, it's free, and there's no obligation. Go to fast.servicemagic.com. That's fast.servicemagic.com.
When you need comfort and guidance the most, it's reassuring to know our family at Horner, Liskey, McBride, and Kuehl Funeral and Cremation Services is at hand. With our experience, compassionate care, and trusted facility, we are available to serve your family in any way possible. If you are in need of a helping hand, contact Horner, Liskey, McBride, and Kuehl Funeral and Cremation Services in Kearney at 237-2259, where our family is dedicated to honoring your family for generations.
Whether it comes in a glass, on a plate, or in a bucket, Cunningham's Journal in the Loft has specials that year in and year out make them a favorite with Kearney area sports fans. College or pro, the TVs are always on, the crowd turned up, the food and snacks hot, and the beverages cold. Cunningham's Journal in the Loft, rolling through the winter and spring sports seasons. And when the game isn't on, the live entertainment is at Cunningham's Journal in the Loft, downtown Kearney.
Ever seen a dented tortoise? The same way the thick tortoise shell protects its occupant, the Armacoatings spray-on bed liner from the Dent Popper protects your pickup bed. Armacoatings is the one that goes on hot, stays on strong, no rust, corrosion, dents, or scratches ever. Guaranteed for as long as you own your truck, and it says so in writing. That means your truck holds its value longer. Are you surprised the Dent Popper now applies Armacoatings? Don't be. The Dent Popper has been on the leading edge of vehicle preservation for years. See the Dent Popper, north of Railroad on 1st, on the bridge, downtown Kearney, for a free estimate.
It's all about UNK Athletics. Wednesdays with Doug and Daddy.
Moberly is brought to you by the College Store, just across from the UNK Health and Sports Complex, for all your Loper gear, and by Charter West National Bank. You have your reasons, we have your loan. Moberly during the Doug and Daddy Show on ESPN Radio Superstation, 1460 and 1550 AM.
We'll see some lingering clouds today, and then skies will become partly sunny later today after we still have a slight chance of some flurries around the area early on. Highs reach about 33 with northwest winds, 5 to 15. Back to 6 tonight. I'm meteorologist Paul Trombley. Right now, 25.
I'm back, Doug and Daddy Show, Southern Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. Just mentioned Tuesday Troutman's Trivia, as we do every Tuesday here on the Doug and Daddy Show. Right across from Bob's Superstore, T-Bone's waiting for you out front. Folks, best meat in town, and believe me, you will not have better bacon anywhere. Once you try Troutman's bacon, you will return for more bacon, and will not buy bacon anywhere else. Troutman's quality meat's a girl's best friend. Derek, it's time. Call now 1-888-455-3776 for Tuesday Troutman's Trivia. You want to take him on the air?
Yeah, let's take him on the air.
All right. Dial somebody up, and we'll see who's going to get $25 of Troutman's quality meats. Who are we talking to today?
Bill from Kearney.
Bill, I'm going to ask you, before Omaha Scud, who was the last team not named Omaha Scud to win a Class B wrestling title?
Ralston.
That's incorrect. Bill, thanks for the phone call. Stay wrestling upon us. Who are we talking to?
Mark from Minden.
Mark, who was the last team before Omaha Scud not to win a Class B, to win a Class B wrestling title?
Central City.
It was not Central City. Thanks for the guess. Derek, who we dialed up now? Who are we talking to? Jake?
Jason.
Jason, who was the last team before Omaha Scott to win a state wrestling title in Class B?
Aurora.
Aurora is incorrect, but thanks for the phone call here on the Doug and Daddy Show. Troutman's Quality Meats, $25 going out. Who are we talking to?
It's Tim.
Tim, who was the last team before Omaha Scott to win a state wrestling title in Class B?
I had no clue. Sorry.
You're
right.
It's a tough one.
That is a tough one. You got a lot of guesses today. Who are we talking to?
Kevin.
Kevin, who was the last team before Omaha Scott to win a Class B wrestling title?
Boys Town.
Was not Boys Town. That is incorrect. But thanks for the guess. $25 Troutman's quality meats coming at you. Who are we talking to?
This is Eric.
Eric, who was the last team before Omaha Scott to win a Class B wrestling title?
It was the Seward
Blue Jays.
You are correct. Congratulations. $25 gift certificate, Troutman's Quality Meats, going your way. Do me a favor and pick up some bacon in that $25, would you?
Will do.
Hang on the line for me here.
Hang on the line.
1997.
1997 goes all the way back. Some good guesses. Finally got one that was correct. So enjoy the Troutman's Quality Meats and enjoy T-Bone out front greeting you across from Bob's Superstore on East Highway 30.
Well, we're having some difficulties in making a couple of contacts here. We're having some internet problems, thus we're trying to track down a couple of numbers. So the show went to the wrong side of it's a red light show right now. It's a red light show.
It's all right.
Thanks, internet!
Hey, Doug. Speaking about today's action, I know you're interested in what's going on at the Whistler venues and Cypress Mountain venues, the Olympics today, the Alpine Men's Super Combined, the Biathlon, and the Luge all going on. Oh, a little snowboarding as well, women's snowboarding. That going on at the Whistler and Cypress Mountain venues. The Vancouver venues today, curling, some men's round robin going on right now. USA and Germany tied up at one apiece. Figure skating, the men's short program, men's ice hockey, USA versus Switzerland, Canada versus Norway, and Alex Ovechkin and the Russia team taking on Latvia, women's ice hockey and speed skating. Those are your events going on in Vancouver.
How exciting. How exciting. And you've been watching most of it, I understand.
I watched a few ski jumps on Sunday. That's really, and then now a little curling.
Luckily, we have it on in studio, just so you can watch it. 888-455-ESPN, or you can fire off an email to the Dent Popper inbox, Doug and Daddy at ESPNSuperstation.com. Doug and Daddy at ESPNSuperstation.com. Darren Garfield going to join us, talk a little wrestling from the defending Class C champions in Central City. We're also going to try and continue to make our connection here with Matt Coatney, the play-by-play voice of the Husker Women. If that doesn't happen, we'll have to try again tomorrow. So, there you go.
Doug, I think if you talk to Ross Halford like you did on Sunday on the wrestling preview, if you talk to him or anybody else, I think the Class C title may be the one which more teams are involved in, more teams have a chance, comes down to some critical matches. But as far as the team race goes, the Class C race might be a lot more, lot tighter than the other ones out there, especially Class A seems to be so top-heavy, and Class B a little top-heavy with Scott trying to do it again, and then Class C seems to be more wide open.
Yeah, Class C, as we talked with Ross Halford last week on the show, that seems to be, with Central City Madison Mitchell, seems to be what could be the closest team race. There's no guarantees once you get down there, but hopefully we have at least one team race that's very close. Grand Island expected to roll through A. Amherst is expected to roll through D, and even with the lower numbers, Omaha Scut, just the way things match up, supposed to win Class B.
But only 8 people this year for Scut. Only 8 qualifiers, and usually, like you said, you know, you're used to seeing 8, maybe 9 in the finals alone. So it's one of those deals that really opens the door for a lot of teams. By the way, state wrestling, B and C this year, get underway. 8:30 to noon is that first round. Then they come right back 12 noon and wrestle their quarterfinals. A and D do not see the mats until 4:30. And then 8 o'clock for the quarterfinals. So if you're an A&D wrestling fan, 4:30 is go time for you. That all goes on Thursday. So if you win the first round, you come right back and wrestle again. If you lose, you're out till the next day and then have to fight your way back through the loser's bracket. So B and C goes first in the morning and then noon, and the A&D follows that at 4:30.
And we will have complete coverage updates all day long here on ESPN on 1230 KHAS. And on Classic Hits 98.9 FM, we'll also be bringing you live coverage of all of the semifinal and wrestleback matches on Friday night starting at 6 o'clock from the Quest Center in Omaha. So looking forward to that. There is a lot of talent from our area, and we will continue to preview that. We'll have the show, of course, coming your way from the Quest Center in Omaha on Thursday and Friday.
Sixth floor.
That's way up there.
It is way up there. I find it interesting they couldn't find the media a little better place for that. But nonetheless, that's where we'll be, looking down upon everything going on. What time does the first day wrap up then, Derek? Or Doug, you're there till the the wee hours.
Usually they start winding down at 10. Every once in a while, they always take the television live shots from there, especially in Lincoln and Omaha. Sometimes there's a couple kids left wrestling. Sometimes they're not, around that 10:15, 10:20 area. So that's usually when that wraps up. It'll wrap up around 5:30 on Saturday. And then they have all the, of course, medal and trophy presentations after that. So, you know, I didn't even check if Creighton's got a bracket buster at home this year or not. That's why they moved it up last year.
Yeah, the big game, I believe, George Mason last year. So it's one of those things that this year Creighton struggles, and one of those teams obviously would be scheduled. So,
all right, we finally made some connections here. Darren Garfield, the head wrestling coach at Central City. They are the defending state champions, and Coach Garfield joins us here on the Doug and Daddy Show. Darren, good morning.
Hey, good morning, guys. How we doing?
Well, we're doing okay. Glad to catch up with you again. It's been about this time last year since we talked wrestling, at least on the Doug and Daddy Show with you. Everybody keeps saying that Class C is going to be the most competitive team race. I assume you agree, and what's Central City going to have to do to get there?
Oh, definitely. There is I really see one, two, three, four, five, up to five teams that could win this thing. We're going to have to wrestle our best. I mean, there's no doubt about that. We're going to have to medal anywhere between seven or eight to get the job done. And it's a tall order, but, you know, I'm excited. Our guys are excited, and I think we've got as good a chance as anybody in the state to do it.
Darren, a lot of it comes down to those initial draws, your initial feeling on the draws you guys were able to obtain.
You know, every year it's the same. I mean, you've got some draws that you look at and say, you know, those are pretty good, and then you got some that say, well, maybe we could have gotten some better draws there. But bottom line, you got to beat these guys along the way somewhere if you want to get to where you're going. So, to me, draws are what they are. I mean, you got to wrestle the match that's in front of you. And, you know, we preach to our guys, you look ahead and you're going to get beaten the round before. So, you know, draws are draws. We just got to wrestle who steps out on the mat with us and hopefully get the job done.
A lot of people will want to know in depth here, though. Mitchell, Madison, I mean, the earlier you face off with those guys, the more we may know about the team race. And if you're going to run off with these guys maybe in the semis as opposed to the finals, it could make it a lot closer coming to Saturday. Do you stack up with one team more than you do the other early on?
You know, we actually have, we drew Mitchell a few times, you know, and I don't like to look ahead, but if you're looking past the first round, we'll have a couple of big matches if we happen to get past our first rounds, then we'll have a couple big ones in the quarterfinals. Also have, we have Madison, you know, a few times too, and so, you know, we're gonna have to beat those teams to win the state tournament. So, you know, instead of, I almost want to wrestle them early, or, you know, it doesn't matter when we wrestle them. I want to wrestle them because I don't want to have to sit there and hope that somebody else knocks those guys off. Instead of hoping that they do, you know, I kind of like to take destiny in our own hands. And if we're going to get the job done, I want to be the team that knocks those guys off. So,
Darren, if you score 220 points at a district meet, obviously depth becomes a huge factor, and that's one big advantage you guys have.
I think so. You know, we knew going into districts, we're going to have to get double digits as far as qualifiers to have a chance at this thing. And we got that. We got our 10 qualifiers. And, you know, I think last year that's kind of what carried us through is our depth. And we're going to have to score a lot of points down below. The thing that Mitchell and Madison, and you can even throw Syracuse and Wood River into this mix, the thing that a lot of those teams have is they have the high end scores. They've got anywhere between 3 to 4 to 5 guys on their rosters that are going to be high point scorers for them and high medalists. And so we don't have those numbers of guys, I don't think, that are going to be, you know, we got a few guys on our team that I think can get to the finals and you know, maybe win the championship, but they've got, you know, on paper, they've got 4 or 5. And so we're going to have to score a lot of points down below, and I think that's our, you know, that's our hope anyways, that our depth is going to carry us and hopefully help us get the job done.
Darren Garfield, Central City Bison head wrestling coach, joins us on the Doug and Daddy Show. Darren, I guess if there's one thing that you get a little momentum in the lower weights with Connor Bulling and Jake Anderson, maybe setting the stage for you guys to get things rolling early.
It's important, and they've been doing that for us all year long. You can throw Colby Linhart into the mix there at 103 pounds. They've been our catalyst. I mean, it's amazing. It's kind of like a snowball effect. You get rolling there early, and it definitely has an effect on the rest of our guys. So we're hoping that they step up for us early and get the ball going.
Darren Garfield joins us here on the Doug and Daddy Show. Darren, obviously the team race, we talked about that earlier. Who are the teams that you're most concerned about down there? Give me two or three in the top of this mess when it all shakes out.
Well, I think if you're looking at it on paper, and paper usually is a fun way to look at it, it's the only way we can look at it right now, but obviously Mitchell and Madison right now, to me, are the two top teams to beat. But then again, you know, I really throw Syracuse and I throw Wood River, who are two teams that are very scary to me, into that mix. So I could see us finishing anywhere between first to fifth, and, you know, if we don't take care of business, who knows, we may fall into that top five. But there's, to me, there it's a pretty tight race. There's not going to be many points separating first through fifth place.
Darren, is there a kid that maybe didn't win districts that you thought would, or somebody that's underseeded that could make some noise from a lower seed down at state?
We have a few guys, and we had some tough draws at districts in the finals. At 189 jumps out at me, Tyson Sutton. He's been steady for us all year. Been highly ranked, I guess, you know, like third in the state. We had the second ranked wrestler in our district and wrestled him to a very close match. And, that's a tough one to swallow, but, cream rises to the top, and there, you know, things are going to happen where they happen. We got to take care of what we're doing, and I tell our guys we can only be concerned with the things that we can control, and the only thing in our control is how we wrestle every time we take the mat. So,
Darren, how much success do you credit to your pole vaulting coach over there at Central City?
Well, you know, what's funny is I actually tried my hardest to coach the pole vaulters over here for 2 years, and I didn't get the job done, so we had to hire somebody who knew what the heck they were doing.
And you talk about Wood River, your brother's over there trying to make some kids do some good things.
He is. They got runner-up to us in the district, and they got some horses in their stable over there. They got some firepower, and it's just exciting. My dad might have a heart attack. He's the Class C announcer over there, so him trying to do that and watch all of our wrestlers at the same time might be a little much for him, but it's going to be exciting.
The Garfields and the Hermans.
Little Jimmy Garfield, he's going to be out there doing a great job like he always does. He's got Class C this year, so he'll be rattling off a lot of names of kids as he's seen wrestle and do well. Well, Darren, we'll see you down in Omaha. Best of luck to you and the Bison on your quest to repeat at the Quest. Best of luck.
Thank you, guys. Appreciate your coverage, and thanks for the call.
You bet. Darren Garfield, the head wrestling coach at Central City, joining us here on the Doug and Daddy Show. Well, we started the show by giving you a chance to win some tickets to tomorrow night's Nebraska-Iowa State women's basketball game. We've been unable to touch base with Matt Coatney, and that's not Matt's fault. That's on our end with some computer and phone issues. So we'll try and get Matt maybe next week. I know he's tied up tomorrow, so unfortunately we will not have a chance to talk to Matt on the Doug and Daddy Show here today. Let's give you a chance to win tickets, though, to Nebraska and Iowa State women's basketball. It's tomorrow night at 7:05. You have to be able to pick them up at the studio or have somebody pick them up at the studio for you. 888-455-ESPN, 888-455-3776. We said it earlier in the show, Iowa State is ranked where in the Associated Press poll this week? Where is Iowa State rated in the Associated Press poll this week? 888-455-ESPN, 888-455-3776. A family four-pack of tickets to Nebraska-Iowa State tomorrow night, 7:05, a top 20 battle. And that didn't take long. That didn't take long. We want winners.
People are excited. This is a great opportunity, this Nebraska women's basketball team. More people keep jumping on the bandwagon, they'll certainly take it.
We're going to give you a chance to win tickets again tomorrow on the Doug and Daddy Show. Also tomorrow, Kevin Lofton is going to join us. Matt and Carney says, I want to hear Daddy do some lines from Over the Top. How many guys have the guts or memory to pull out lines from that one? Talk about a guy that lives in the past, Matt and Carney.
Well, thanks, Matt. I was trying to help some of the wrestlers the other day doing the old Lincoln Hawk. I need this truck. It's like an engine. You know, the switch goes on, and I was telling them that's what they should say to you on the radio, and they got you in there. And some of the boys, none of the Kearney Catholic kids, they were looking at me like, what the hell is Over the Top?
Yeah,
they've never heard of
Whack Job.
They've never heard of Over the Top, but I appreciate the email, Matt.
Rusty and Lamar says, I know the who's our winner, Derek?
Oh, we got Luke from Hastings. He's going to pick those tickets up tomorrow and head on down to the game.
All right, Luke, congratulations. Rusty and Lamar says, I know the cost of the shot clock in the sport of basketball isn't an expense that is soon going to be passed in the state of Nebraska, but why can we here in Nebraska not have a running clock when the score, spread, or lead of the winning team has become insurmountable for the loser to come back from? Maybe similar to the football rule of a running clock. I believe that many other states have this rule. Looking at some of the scores from sub-district and late-season hoops action, it would have saved some embarrassment for some. Rusty and Lamar. No. Most games are over in an hour and 10 minutes. How fast do you want them over with?
I totally agree.
There's two things. You get better, and the only way to get better is to keep playing. You may be getting your head beat in, but eventually these kids are going to come around. And like we said, everything goes in cycles. Everything goes in cycles, and so we'll be able to hopefully see improvement from all teams, and nobody's going to, like Scott in wrestling, nobody's going to be the champion every single year. So that's the way sports is, high school, professional, college, junior high, travel team, whatever it is. There's always a good, there's always a downtime, and hopefully your downtime is not too down.
And the good news for a lot of these teams is the season's over.
We want to thank Darren Garfield, the head coach at Central City, Bill Wolford, the head wrestling coach at Aurora, for joining us on the show today. Sorry we couldn't get Matt Coney hooked up with you, but we'll catch up with him again in the near future. Folks, more chance to win Nebraska-Iowa State tickets for Wednesday night's game on tomorrow's show. We'll also be talking with Kevin Lofton and talk a little Nebraska-Fresno State baseball and a few other things. So stay with us. It's coming up tomorrow.
Hey, we look forward to seeing you and you sticking with us 23 hours from now. Doug and Daddy's show, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstar. Station 1460 in Kearney, 1550 about friends in Hastings.
You've been listening to a Doug and Daddy podcast brought to you by Cunningham's Journal. Cunningham's Journal, the only bar you need to know in Kearney.
Oh, darling, I feel like amazing.
Don't make me do that again.
Game.